Hey guys, welcome to the Raw Barbell Club podcast. Today is a very different episode because I'm all alone, and that is because no one else likes me. No, I'm just kidding. It's because I left this podcast to the last minute. But bear with me because I have some big news for all of you guys, and I think you'll be pretty excited about it. But first, listen to some music. Supersonic. Oh wow, how cool were the games? Three Aussies on the podium, one Canadian, and one Icelander. So, only one American. America, you do not do as well as you think at CrossFit anymore. Man, the Aussies rule. That finish with Tia Claire, Cara Webb, that was crazy to watch. For a second, I thought Cara had it, and then realized that the point system means, you know, no one really knows what's going on. So, yeah, congratulations, Tia Claire. Congratulations, Cara Webb. And congratulations to Ricky Gerard. You guys rock and are showing that Australian CrossFit is, you know, right up there with the rest of the world, which is really cool. But that's not why we're here today, because today we're going to talk about me. And what I wanted to talk about is basically how I started in the world of weightlifting, you know, why I started, how I got into CrossFit, how I got into weightlifting, how we created Raw Barbell Club, what I want Raw Barbell Club to be in the future, what it is now, and where I think we're going. So I hope you guys really enjoy this episode. Just before we start, again, if you enjoy the podcast, please help me out by giving us a 5-star review on iTunes or your podcast app. It goes a long way to helping us out, and it's meant to improve our ratings. And because it improves the ratings, it improves the amount of people that can see the podcast, I guess. I don't really know how it works, but I know that that's what you got to do. So let's go from there. Now, where do we begin? So I actually was not that athletic as a kid. I did some swimming, I did some tennis, and I played around with things like basketball and sort of track and field as well, but I just never really found what I liked to do. It was always sort of like my parents pushing me into these sports, and you know, I'm glad they did because it gave me a good base for, you know, weightlifting in the future. But at that time, it was more of just getting in there, and I got my treat at the end, which was sort of, you know, going to Macca's, getting ice cream, something like that for doing those sports. But what I've always been fascinated with is, you know, things like strength and athleticism, especially the way superheroes get to display them. You know, I've always been a big fan of superheroes. You know, how they're so strong, so powerful, you know, they can do the impossible. And that's one of the big things that drew me into CrossFit, is I saw these athletes. You know, I watched, I watched one of the games, it might have been 2012, and I watched it, and it was amazing to see these athletes, like, you know, the Rich Fronings of the world and the Annie Thora's daughters, and they were, you know, lifting heavy weights, they were running, they were sprinting, they were jumping, they were throwing, they were doing all of these things that are very superhero-esque in the way they, you know, the way they moved. They moved with such finesse, and that's what really drew me into CrossFit. So I started CrossFit. I really, really liked it. At the time, you know, I wasn't super fit, so it improved that. But, you know, I did have a background in certain things like I did do breakdancing for a while as well, so that kind of helped me with the gymnastics, and I was able to actually pick up a lot of those skills fairly quickly. And what I found was the biggest thing that I enjoyed training for in CrossFit was the skills. And at the gym that I started out in, which is the same gym that Raw Barbell is in now, as in under the same name, was CrossFit Norwest. And at CrossFit Norwest, they had this really cool leaderboard. So it had, you know, things like max handstand push-ups, max muscle-ups, heaviest 1RM snatch, heaviest 1RM clean and jerk, heaviest deadlift. All of these things are on a wall, and they had first, second, and third place. So as I got better at CrossFit, what I decided was that it would be my job to try and go, you know, at least, you know, top three in all of those things, and I'd just attack it one at a time, because I didn't really want to be the best, but I wanted to be, you know, close to it, or at least top at, you know, an average of the sport. So if you do that, you know, you're pretty good at CrossFit, and that's at least that's how I thought at the time. You know, I was pretty new at it. So the first things I attacked were things that I was good at. So I practiced things like muscle ups, and, you know, soon I was, you know, up the top with the muscle up crew as well. Once I got, you know, max set of muscle ups, I moved on to things like handstand push ups. And from there, you know, I sort of ran out of the gymnastics, which is what I was originally good at. And I wanted to go into more of the weightlifting. The problem was, with such a short amount of time in the sport, I hadn't developed a lot of strength. And strength is something that, you know, we've talked about in other podcasts, but it does take time to develop. You need to incrementally increase over a 5, 6, you know, 10-year period to be able to get maximally strong. What you don't need to increase your strength too much for, though, and that you can get away with a lot of just pure athleticism, is the snatch. So the snatch was quite low compared to things like the clean and jerk, clean, deadlift, and squat. So that's what I decided to attack next. And in doing so, I awoken this love for weightlifting. So I studied weightlifting technique and practiced snatching pretty much every day until I finally got onto the leaderboard for that as well. And from there, I decided, wait, you know what? Practicing these things, practicing weightlifting, getting strong, that's actually what I'm interested in. So screw the cardio, because no one likes to do it anyway, and let's just do that. So I started doing weightlifting, and that's where my passion for weightlifting started, which is pretty cool. So eventually what happened was I really got into it. I decided I wanted to become a personal trainer. I wanted to become a coach, and I did that as well. So I finished uni and decided straight away I wanted to become a coach. Went, registered with the AIF and did all my coaching certificates, got my level one weightlifting, started doing some personal training. Hated personal training in the sense of where I was. So I was working with a lot of weight loss clients, and that really didn't vibe well with me, because what I wanted to do was teach people how to move better and how to, you know, beat their goals of getting stronger, moving better, and breaking PRs. It wasn't about the weight loss for me, which is kind of what the fitness industry used to be like. And it's changing in a lot of ways. We did that, and then Rob and Jess, the owners of CrossFit Norwest, sort of asked me if I wanted to take a few of their beginners classes, and that evolved into me coaching, you know, a lot more classes for them, and that's how I got into coaching CrossFit. With that, I loved it, and, you know, I did it for a while, but eventually Rob and Jess actually bought a new gym, which ended up being CrossFit Achilles. When they bought that gym, they needed someone to work for essentially free. You know, buying a new gym means an outlay of a lot of money. There's a lot of cost involved. And if they could get someone to coach for a minimal amount, they'd be able to, you know, pay the rent quite easily and turn a profit faster than if they were paying someone. And what they did was they actually offered for me to start my own weightlifting club. Now, at the time, I was pretty much the sole member of CrossFit Norwest Barbell Club. There was not really anyone else that wanted to lift. It was just me. So I took it as a blessing. I went, yeah, of course. I'll, you know, pay my rent with, you know, taking classes, and I will start my own weightlifting club. And that's how Raw Barbell Club started. I named Raw Barbell Club Raw Barbell Club, sort of in homage of Rob's other business, which is called Raw Strength and Conditioning. He was my coach, and I guess is my coach as well still now. So, you know, that was like an homage to him. And we went from there. So we've been open for about 2 years now, and it's been going really well. I didn't think that there'd be so many people into lifting and not into not into the cardio stuff, but it looks like there are. And I love doing what I'm doing. I love that so many people trust me to make them better at squatting, deadlifting, benching, snatching, clean and jerking, and a whole host of other things. And that's what I want to keep doing. So thank you to all of my members. You guys know who you are for trusting me with your lives, because I could easily kill you guys with two heavy weights or something. I would never do that. Moving on, I guess the next thing that I want to talk about is Raw Barbell Club. You know, what is Raw Barbell Club? I know a lot of people follow us. A lot of people, you know, want to know what we actually do, whether we're just sort of making fun of each other and, you know, killing mice and doing all that on the interwebs, or whether we actually lift. You know, you do see us squatting all the time and snatching all the time, but what is it that Raw Barbell Club actually does? Well, Raw Barbell Club is a team, right? It's a team of individuals who want to be stronger, who want to be better, who want to be faster, all of that jazz. So whatever I do is I like to try and keep that team aspect, right? People come in to team sessions. So, you know, we're pretty much going to be running sessions early mornings and in the evening. So, you know, if you're part of the morning crew, we sort of train at about 6 a.m. And, you know, that's actually my training session. So I train as well. And, you know, train at 6 a.m., finish at about, you know, 7:38 or so. And if you come in the Arvo, we sort of open at about 4:30 or so and train up until about 7:30. And people just filter in and out. But there is a lot of overlap, and that's where that team aspect comes into it, because I don't run traditional classes. They're not like an hour class. You can come in for an hour, that's fine. You can even come in for half hour if that's what your program or lifestyle dictates. But, you know, there is a program, you've come in, follow it, and I guarantee that you're going to get better. You know, it might take a while. You know, we might have to figure out some kinks. I've had athletes that have been with me for 2 years, and, you know, only now are they really coming into their own as lifters. And that's because it takes time for us to build trust with them, for their athletes to build trust with me as well. But you come in and you are going to be better at weightlifting. You're going to be better at, you know, lifting heavy weights, and you're just going to move better. So that'll carry over to other things like your gymnastics, your running, and all of that too. That's the crux of what we do. Now, built into that system, or built into that vision, is what we actually do, and that is we lift heavy shit. Right? Simple as that. I'm a big fan of strength training, and I think it trumps all else. It's very important to be fit, but you can get away with a lot if you're just super strong. If your 1RM squat is, you know, 100 kilos, and you're, you know, let's say a girl, you're going to be able to do the reps at 50 kilos a lot easier than if your 1RM is 60 kilos. And I know plenty of people that sort of focus so much on the cardio, so much about on trashing their bodies, you know, pushing it every day, but they don't seem to get that much better, and it's usually because their strength sucks. You know, you get strong, you get better technique, and life is just easier. So that's my little rant about that. But Royal Barbell Club is a place where people come to get better at life and get better at the sport of weightlifting. Now, we do compete, and competition is a big part of what we do. So the reason we compete in the sport of weightlifting is because I like weightlifting. Weightlifting comps are pretty fun to compete in. You know, you have six lifts, three of the snatch, three of the clean and jerk, and it's basically a display of your strength, your technique, and everything that you've been working for. Without that, all you have is numbers on a piece of paper. But in this way, you know, you can break records. You can compete on a national level. I mean, you can even compete at an international level. And what's really cool about weightlifting is there's no restrictions to your body type. It's not like in basketball where you have to be, you know, a certain height. It's not like, you know, in throwing where, you know, you sort of tend to be a little bit bigger. In weightlifting, there's weight classes and there's age classes. So if you're coming into the sport later in life, there's an age class to you. If you're a tiny 48-kilo girl, there's a weight class for you. If you're a big, super heavyweight guy, there's a weight class for you. You can basically do anything in the sport of weightlifting, and that's what I really like about it. You know, the problem with CrossFit for a lot of people is, yeah, it's great as a general fitness tool, but if you are competitive, you have to really fit within that perfect, you know, age, weight category, height category to do really well. So weightlifting, you know, you don't have that. You can be good at weightlifting no matter what you look like. Unless you're ugly, then you're probably not going to be good at weightlifting. Well, you might be good at weightlifting, but you're not allowed at Royal Barbell Club. I'm just kidding. I'm pretty ugly, and I'm allowed at Royal Barbell Club. If a face like this can be at Royal Barbell Club, anyone can be at Royal Barbell Club. Now, onto the big news. We're leaving the nest. So like I said, we've been at CrossFit Norwest McGraths Hill, which formerly was CrossFit Achilles, for like 2 years. But it's time for us to leave. So there's been some prodding, some nudging, and we've kind of, I guess, outgrown the space that we've had at, you know, at the gym. And because of that, we have left the nest, and we are moving to a new premises. Now, where will this new premises be, you ask? It is going to be in South Windsor, so about 5 minutes away from where we currently are. And what are we going to do? Well, we're going to do the same thing because that's what we know how to do. We're going to teach weightlifting, we're going to make people strong, and we're going to make people better movers. So Kush and I are super excited with the new place. We're slowly just putting things together, and hopefully by, you know, two podcasts time or even one podcast time, we'll be in our new home, coaching our athletes, making them strong, and you'll see, you know, on all of our social medias that we'll be doing that. I'm pretty excited. I think all our athletes already know are excited. This probably might come as a shock to some of our friends who we haven't told yet. And believe me, I did want to tell all of you guys that we found a place and that we are moving. It's just that, you know, we've had a lot going on, and the secrecy is mainly just because, you know, we were under some sort of time pressures. And, you know, if you have any questions about that, feel free to ask me in person. But, yeah. That's really the big reveal. We're moving. I think this will be a really cool thing. Obviously, we're going to be, well, Kush and I are going to be poor as fuck for a while because opening a new gym has a lot of expenses, and we'll have to obviously make up the rent and all that. So, exciting times. Now, the last thing I wanted to say before I end the podcast, I know this is a bit of a short one, but this is all I have time for, is that, you know what, to Rob and Jess, I want to really thank you for, you know, beginning me on this journey. Without you guys, I would probably be, you know, cleaning fish tanks, which I still do, or, you know, just behind a desk somewhere. But because of you guys, I am a weightlifting coach, and I found a passion that I love, and I found what I think is my calling. So big thanks, and to all my CrossFit Achilles guys, when we do move, I will miss you guys a lot. I've loved the last 2 years coaching you guys in CrossFit, and I'll miss you guys heaps because you guys rock. Yeah, sorry, a bit emotional about this. Well, that's the podcast for today, I guess. If you like that episode, you can obviously give us that 5-star review on iTunes, and, you know, follow us on our social media. We're going to have so many new adventures. You can find us at Raw Barbell Club on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook. Remember that on YouTube we do release Quick Tips or Sandbag TV episode every week, and I'm really happy with the quality of those and how those are coming. And, you know, when we move, we're going to be doing heaps more of them. So, you know, stay tuned. Thanks, guys. I will see you next week. Supersonic.